This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I appreciate that acknowledgement of my presidential aspirations. Hopefully I got the big voice guy's vote.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What?
How often do you think a president has worn a full team's uniform to their game? Because, you know, that's happening.
That wasn't an actual player?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not like Dwight Eisenhower, who at Army.
Yes, he
played
a costume,
football at Army,
as we like to call it. Yes.
So, it is a costume, complete with gloves. He's got the batting gloves on in studio.
Yep.
While trying to write with a pen with the gloves.
In the words of Andy from Deptford, we live, we hot.
Are not we? Sure about that.
No, I'm not either. But I tell you what I am sure of. Our show actually is on YouTube, and you can watch our show live on YouTube, hopefully hot on YouTube, right now. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on your notifications and never miss a show. You can watch the show live. You can also watch it back after it happens later in the day. Yeah, I've got the uniform on. Proud of it. I mean, let's be real. I'm a ball player. I'm a ball player, ladies and gentlemen. If they need help today.
A pretend ball player with the costume.
A little bit of a pretend ball player. A little bit of a pretend. But you know what? It's about Philly's enthusiasm.
I'll
it is the
what,
home opener.
That is official looking. And it is a quality piece of.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Really,
that, no, it is. Yeah.
It's the identical uniform that players wear out there on the field.
It's the uni. So. I do feel kind of like a dork. Like the first person
I really do.
First person I saw this morning was the guy at the front desk downstairs here in our building. Like you see, like because I see no one until I see that guy, and it's like, all right, here we go.
And what was his response?
Well, he was so tired. I think there wasn't much.
Yeah, sometimes his eyes are heavy.
But I mean, look, I'll be down at the ballpark today. I hope to meet hundreds or thousands of you. I mean, it's not hard to find me. I'm the dork walking around in the uniform.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope to see you today if you're headed to the ballpark.
I was not expecting it when you showed up.
Yeah, you started cracking up, Rhea.
I was like, oh my God.
I rounded the corner and Rhea started cracking up. So, look, it's about Philly's love and enthusiasm. But also, as we know, it is a little ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494.
It's also very clean.
Well, it is clean. It's the first time it's been worn this year.
Dry
so it is clean.
Clean.
Yeah, dry clean indeed. All right, let's get to the tush push thing. So you heard it from Ray in the update. I mean, there's a lot going on there. So here's the deal. You got these meetings going on now. I mean, when I say now, they'll resume later today. The vote is scheduled for tomorrow. And this is something that felt like, John, you go back, a week ago, it felt like it wasn't going to pass. Like, there was no momentum. And we wake up today after hearing what was reported, you know, yesterday. And it's like, wow, maybe this thing will go. So let me read from an article on ESPN.com. Big article, ESPN.com. It says, the Green Bay Packers' proposal to ban the tush push has support within the competition committee, a source with direct knowledge told ESPN on Sunday. Another source with direct knowledge of competition committee thinking said the proposal would be, quote, hotly contested. among the coaches, general managers, and owners as they gather for league meetings this week. The league office staff presented the rule proposals during the football operations meeting Sunday afternoon, and two sources in the meeting described the back and forth as heated regarding the proposal. The story goes on to say, during the Sunday afternoon session, Philadelphia Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, assistant GM John Ferrari, and two head coaches on the competition committee, Sean McVay of the Los Angeles Rams and Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills, gathered in a hallway outside of the ballroom to have a private and animated side conversation about the Packers' proposal.
Oh, yeah. Howie Roseman giving them...
Get some facts and come back and see me.
So, like, this thing... Like, we're going to find out in the next 48 hours whether this thing stays or goes. John, I'm surprised it got to this point because it felt like it was safe. You guys know, I think the Tush Push should go. Now, I don't say that as an Eagles fan. I say that as a football fan because I do think it's got that rugby thing to it that I don't dig. But, John, what's your reaction to this? This is a pretty big development, man. This has been a very big advantage
for
the Eagles.
There's no way this happens if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl last year or whatever, a couple months ago. This is just it's a shame that this – it feels like they're taking advantage of this opportunity to remove this play because it does give us an advantage. I acknowledge that A.J. Dillon, Saquon Barkley hand the ball off to them in a goal line and short yardage capacity, and you can probably get a lot of first downs doing that too. But this play really simplified everything for us.
Yeah.
This play changed the way we approached offensive football.
It did.
Four downs consistently.
Eagles felt four comfortable going for it in their own territory.
No question.
I mean, deep in their own territory.
Deep, yeah.
So this changes everything if it's removed.
Yeah.
And the part that I have the biggest problem with is they're trying to say it's a player safety thing. Like, please. Just be honest about why you're doing it. You're doing it because you want a better chance to beat us. That's it. You can't say this is about player safety when zero players have been injured on this player on this play. Zero players have been injured historically in 2024 on the Tush Push.
According to data.
So don't be telling me that you're concerned about injury.
Yeah.
That's BS right there.
Yeah, I think that part is BS. James, does this take you off?
Yeah, of course it does. It's so soft and weak. Like, we used to be a country. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, it's too hard. Oh, we can't stop it. Like, it's nonsense. To Richie's point, if they had real data that says whether it's injury, whether it's ruining the game in some form or another, like viewership is down because whatever, that's a real thing that you can point to. It's just sour grapes, and that is not the way sports should be. To your point about changing, you know, sports to make them better, mm-hmm. like the neutral zone trap and all that, that changed the whole sport. There's a couple plays a game that people are crying about.
You're going to use a different word there.
I was. Yeah. It's so nonsensical.
Well, look, it might go. Now, I tend to think it'll survive because it requires 24. There's 32 teams, obviously. It requires 24 of the teams to zap it for it to go. And that's a tough threshold. I mean, three quarters have to say, okay, we want it out. And, you know, we know the Eagles are one. They're going to say, let's keep it. So you only got to garner seven more votes. That's not, or I guess eight more votes you have to get to nine to keep it. That's not, you know, that hard a climb. But maybe it'll go. I mean, Ree, in your update there, Jeremy Fowler was saying he's hearing that it's more likely to go than not.
Yeah, one GM told him that. So, and
that's
to me,
that's a wild development over the weekend.
It is, because we all just kind of assumed it. But if Howie's having an animated conversation,
he's
in
worried.
Full view, yes. In full view of reporters, he's concerned.
And I don't think he's on that committee. I think the other two are on that committee. McDermott and McVay are on the committee. The Eagles don't have Howie on the committee. Sirianni's not on the committee. I don't know how many people are on the committee, but I don't know that they have a voice.
Well, I think it's 24, right? Because they need eight of 20.
No,
need...
everyone has a vote, but I don't think everyone's,
gotcha,
not everyone's
gotcha.
On the
okay,
committee.
Got
it's not
they need 24 out of 32,
yeah.
My bad.
It's not 32 committee members. So you get to vote, but you know it's being discussed, and you can tell based on this report that Howie's got concern because he wouldn't go to that It's like a jockey in a horse race. You don't whip the horse unless you're coming down the stretch and you got to freaking win. So, you know, I don't know, man. How about that for a horse whipping analogy?
Well, you are a jockey family. You know, we know this, yes.
You know a lot about that.
All right, so look, we want to hear your reaction to this report on the Tush Push. Do you have fear that it may go? Are you with John?
It feels like we're being railroaded. Well, I mean, it feels like they've got us where they want us right now. We're not in the on that, whatever you'd call it.
The driver's seat.
Yeah.
I know.
Are we in that meeting room? Are we in that decision-making process?
They get a vote. They get a vote. They get one of 32. Look, 215-592-9494. If you agree with John, James, and Rhea that it should stay, and maybe agree with James the way he framed it that he's ticked about it, let me hear from you. If you're with me that you know it would hurt the Eagles, but do think as a football fan it should go, want to hear from you. And what's your reason? Just give me the reason on either side. Why it should stay, why it should go from your perspective. 215-592-9494. All of that, obviously, in addition to the Phillies from the weekend. Phone calls coming next, including also your chance to win Chris Brown tickets today on the show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.